This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Hurricane Idalia is hitting Florida's Big Bend region this morning. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds well over 100 miles per hour, and that puts it as a class of major hurricane. The center is warning of storm surges and big winds along Florida's Gulf Coast and inland as it heads northeast by about 15 miles an hour. The American Red Cross is busy. More than 1,500 disaster workers are spread across 25 relief operations from coast to coast, helping people impacted by recent wildfires and storms. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
There's going to be down power lines. There's going to be certain hazards. It's going to make it more difficult for our personnel, but we are going to be there and we're going to get the job done.
Today is the two-year anniversary of the disastrous U.S. military evacuation of Afghanistan. The final departure came just hours after the Taliban took control of the country. The confusion created by the U.S. military's sudden departure led to an attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. President Biden calls the operation a success. X, formerly known as Twitter, will allow political ads on its platform for the first time since 2019. Ahead of the 2024 presidential election, the company said in a blog post that it's working to expand the teams to focus on combating manipulation, surfacing inauthentic accounts, and closely monitoring the platform for emerging threats. The new announcement comes after Elon Musk took over last year and cleaned house. Elon provided evidence Twitter's previous leadership worked with Democrat politicians and government agencies to manipulate content on the platform. Alice Cooper is losing a cosmetics deal after calling cases of transgender a fad. Cooper made the comments during a recent interview for Stereo Gum. Vampire Cosmetics canceled the rock star for his comments. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
A new poll shows more Republican primary voters see presidential candidate Donald Trump as electable following his arrest in Georgia.
The new Morning Consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe that Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. That's up from 9% who said the name in a previous poll. The survey was conducted after last week's Republican primary debate and Trump's arrest in Georgia, in which his mugshot was taken and then released. Trump skipped the debate and instead sat down for an interview with ex-Fox News host Tucker Carlson. I'm Mark Mayfield.
It should be noted, Trump calls the allegations by Democrat prosecutors election interference. Even the doctor was shocked when she found what was in one patient's brain.
A neurosurgeon investigating a woman's mystery symptoms in an Australian hospital said she plucked a wriggling worm from the patient's brain. That creature was the larva of an Australian native roundworm, not previously known to be a human parasite. The worms are commonly found in carpet pythons. While the woman had no direct contact with snakes, scientists think that she consumed the eggs from local vegetation or her contaminated hands. I'm Corey Myers.
Delta Airlines says nearly a dozen people had to be hospitalized in Atlanta after a turbulent flight from Italy to Georgia last night with over 150 people on board. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us. We're going to have Scott Powell up in just a moment. He is the author of Rediscovering America. And you want to get your hands on this book, okay? And you can get more information at rediscoveringamerica.net. This book is like a user's manual on how to fix America. You know, a lot of people are going, God, what do we do? It is so chaotic. I mean, where do we begin? We've got an administration that looks like they've been taking money, that they're corrupt. We've got a former president that's being interfered with an election process. We're being told that we can't vote for him, and they continue to try to kneecap this guy at every turn. Because the American people messed up in 2016, and the powers to be are not about to let the American people choose. I mean, this idea that, that funky old idea that's in the Constitution that there should be the consent of the governed, what are you guys thinking? Well, Scott Powell is with us now. As I mentioned, he's the author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute and member of the committee on This Present Danger, China. Scott Powell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Audience, thank you.
Well, let's see, we got cut off here from the very beginning, but that's okay. I can pick it up from there. Hey, I thought this was interesting that Elon Musk, the champion and guardian of free speech, and is, you know, kind of putting social media on notice here. I mean, and we have to really get control of this, of this media form. But Elon Musk announced that he's going to allow political ads on its platform in anticipation of the 2024 presidential election. And why not? Because there's a lot of money to be made during that period of time. It's huge. I mean, I worked at radio stations over the years, and this was always, and we looked forward to presidential general election campaigns, because that meant you got money, it was paid up front, and there was a lot there to to be garnered, from these entities. Well, of course, social media is going to do the same thing. And last time I checked, Elon Musk still isn't at break even yet. He's still a little bit behind. He's still a bit in the red with this investment. I thought it was interesting. He says the company promised that it would continue to prohibit ads that spread false information or seek to undermine public confidence in the election. Now, how do you square up, Scott, a presidential election and these politicians with false information so that we make sure we don't undermine public confidence? How do you do that?
That is a problem. I mean, I think that...
I mean, God bless him. God bless him for trying. And maybe he just put it out there and didn't quite think it all the way through. But I got a kick out of that one.
Well, I think the public understands that in politics, there's a lot of misrepresentation. Politics has always involved sort of you know, the snake oil salesman selling the product with some form of, you know, deceit or misrepresentation. Politicians are notorious for, you know, for selling themselves, you know, on representing who they are and what their policies are. But they never carry. But they often don't carry those out. So,
right.
I think people will give grace. Should give grace to Twitter for allowing political advertising. After all, you know.
It is a media forum. Yeah.
And,
exactly.
And I think that it's very legitimate.
Well, you see, but that should be across all social media platforms. I mean, this idea that somehow you got a couple of young people, 30-somethings, that know better than 340 million people, you know, somehow these self-appointed geniuses with their algorithms, you know, they know better, whether it's, you know, Google, YouTube, on down the line. I mean, look, at Congress is, they're absolutely gutless on this issue. And I say gutless in as much as taking a stand for the First Amendment and taking back this, this 230 option that allows, these social media channels, because the rules have changed. They are publishing. And when you publish, you can no longer be indemnified. And it's amazing how long they've been able to get away with this, and as they get away with this, it's at the expense of the voters, Scott.
Yes, I agree. I fully agree.
So are you going to go down there and straighten them out?
Well, I think I'll leave that to the insiders. I'm an outsider.
The insiders are running
to the extent that is possible in our political debate. You know, the whole subject of this latest article that I wrote was really addressing this point that we need to see through the hoaxes and the deceit in order to find the truth. And the only way we really get to to understanding what the truth is in every field is through open debate. Through debate, you have a refining of the thinking, you eliminate false ideas, false theories, false evidence, and you narrow down the range of what is closer to the truth. And ultimately, the ultimate goal is to find the truth.
Right.
Now, politics has a history of obfuscating the truth, but we still have to try through competition to find who the candidates are who are the real deal, who can deliver America from its current trajectory of decline and collapse, really.
Yeah, but Scott, to your point, it starts with agreeing on what reality is. And where we are right now, see, most of the people think we have a constitutional republic. That isn't happening. Okay, we no longer have three branches of government. We have at least four. And one of our guests said, Bill, on the fourth, it's actually, you've got the Holy Trinity within the fourth. So it really makes it six branches of government. Because I said, look at with the deep state, and I think that's undeniable. The deep state is in existence. And my question, and I'll lay the same question I laid out to him to you, is that, you know, this is an organization, Scott. The deep state is alive and well and operating. And for any organization to do such, they have to have a structure, an organizational, an org chart. Who's at the top of the deep state? That's my question.
And that, you know, I think about that, probably that question in my mind, I give more thought to that than many other things because... ultimately, I really believe that we're in a struggle between good and evil. So at the top,
I do too.
At the top
I agree with
of the dark side, the deep state. The deep state is dark. Let's face it.
Yes.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It is a bastion of deceit, of deception, and power and control. And it's and it is really a demonic entity. So what we're really asking is. How is what's the plan of the dark side to defeat?
I'll tell you simple.
It can't happen because God is in charge.
Yeah, and exactly. Go to break. More from Scott after this.
Very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Welcome back. Scott Powell continues with us, the author of Rediscovering America. Great book, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this will, for those of you whose eyes are starting to open up and you're starting to crack out of that shell that you've been hibernating in for a number of years, and you're waking up and you're seeing America and you go, what the heck is happening? It is happening. And but it's okay. And I agree with Scott. I mean, first of all, we serve a mighty God. And God, really, God blessed this nation. His hand was upon this nation from the very beginning. And God does not give up on those things that he has sanctified, he has set aside. And it's up to us, you know, the people who are called by his name, to respond in accordance with the covenant that he made with this country. And that we can see this country getting back on track, should it be God's decision to hold back on Jesus coming back soon. If Jesus comes back, all bets are off. And, you know, it's win-win for us regardless. I say us, for those who are called by his name. If you're not called by his name, maybe you need to saddle up alongside somebody who is called by his name so that they can help you, so that you can be one who is called by his name and participate in this great spiritual adventure that we're on in the midst of all this wackiness, right, Scott? Because this is all temporal. I mean, this is all tentative. And go ahead.
I relate to your audience, with the feeling that everything's going wrong and that it's depressing. We get demoralized. We get taken out of action to some extent when we feel that the evil is really enveloping our culture and our country. I understand that. My answer to that question is that God is in charge and that God is allowing this all to happen that we might wake up. Remember, back at January 6th, everybody that went there was patriotic and they wanted, this was the last opportunity to encourage Congress to do the right thing, which would have been to have sent the Electoral College votes back to a number of the states where there were serious questions of voting impropriety.
Right. There was like five or six, right? Yeah. Five or six states. It wasn't like we were going to go send them back to every state of the union here.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So that was the last opportunity that we had to stop vote fraud and election irregularity. It didn't happen. We tried our best. But the fact is that Pence didn't have the courage to do that. Mm-hmm. He did what he was pressured to do and so forth and so on. So then we're in a new stage. We have an illegitimate government. So what's God going to do with an illegitimate government? Well, God's going to allow, he's going to allow all the corruption to get revealed so that at the right time, we'll get a righteous restoration in our political life in America. So we're in that stage now where all the corruption is coming out. And it is depressing, but it's necessary that the people see it so that they then can vote accordingly. We don't vote again for the same corrupt crowd.
Exactly. And what you're sharing with the audience, Scott, is so key because this is God's pattern and model of things. We've seen this happen time and again. I mean, let's go back 60 years. You know, look what happened with Martin Luther King. All right. I mean, as a case in point, here's a God-fearing man with revelation from God himself to free a people, to liberate a people in much the same way as Abraham Lincoln before him in manner of speaking. Okay?
Yeah.
And so here we are right now. God abhors unequal scales. He abhors illegality. And all that is being represented right now in our government. And, I would say, part of me wants to say, be still and know that I'm God. We need to pray and allow God to operate here because we can get in front of this. But if we do it, you know, in our way, God has a more surgical and definitive way of getting our attention. And he did that at 9/11. Unfortunately, like the children of Israel, our leaders became rather defiant. And instead of accepting what happened as a form of judgment, they just came back with the same response that children of Israel did, as noted in Isaiah 9:10. We're going to build it back stronger. The reason that we were, you know, we were attacked and invaded was because our walls weren't strong enough. It was all these human reasonings instead of even for a moment considering the reason that they were attacked was because they were made vulnerable because God was no longer protecting them.
Yes. Right, exactly. You said it so well, Bill. And remember what happened after 9/11. There was a surge in attendance in churches and synagogues in America. A surge.
Mm-hmm.
People were so shocked
exactly.
that such a thing could happen in America that they sought refuge in God. And unfortunately, that awakening wasn't followed through by,
You know why, Scott?
High levels of turning to God, and we turn back to our old, you know, secular ways of dealing with life.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, we're reaping the consequences. You know, we've walked away from God, and when that happens, we lose the protection of God. And that's really a stage that we're in now, and we've got to get that protection back, and we'll do that through a spiritual revival in our country. And I think that is happening. It doesn't get any publicity, but there are revivals going on throughout the country. And
exactly.
Soon we will see something new emerging because God's hand is at work in the people of America. God may not be as much at work in the elites who are corrupting us, but he's at work with the people. And we are
exactly.
of the people, by the people, and for the people. So I believe that God is going to work from the bottom up to correct our country.
Exactly. No, I agree with you 100%. Going back to 9/11 and the churches, it was, in my humble opinion, it was a failed response to the churches at large. What they needed to do was to really lead the people coming back in a spirit of repentance and to help people see that what this was judgment. They were ill-prepared. People were coming in, and they thought, hey, great, we get a little bit more tithing money. We got a windfall profit coming here. No. This was a time, to realize what God says, that a people without vision will cast off restraint. And in other words, did you catch the revelation and the insight of what God was doing? If you were synced up with God's revelatory expression of what happened on 9/11, then this was a God-given opportunity for us. And we missed our appointed time on this. And I see this so clearly in retrospect, Scott. And, and this is kind of what you're saying as well. And right now, here we are. And we're having to, just like the children of Israel, continue to go through the pain and suffering and dealing with calamities. And I keep hearing the words from heaven, can you hear me now?
Yes, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. You're so right, yeah. I think the power of rediscovering America is really in the story of God's hand of redemption working in our country from really from the founding. We couldn't have had a better founding of our country. The people who came to America were God-fearing people. And yes, the Puritans in Boston became very economically successful, and with success, people tend to walk away from God, and there were problems with that. But at the time of the founding, 95% of our founders who signed the Declaration of Independence, and another group ended up drafting the Constitution. 95% of these people were Christian. And while they didn't create a Christian system per se, a Christian nation per se, they used Christian principles to design a system of checks and balances that would empower people, that would protect us from the corruption of government, empowering the people to be all that they could be, to create and build. And that is what the greatness of America came from, the people who built the country. Yep.
Got to leave it there. Scott Powell, thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Sponsored by Office Depot, Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot, Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents, Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/back to school.
USA News Update. Hurricane Idalia is hitting Florida's Big Bend region this morning. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds well over 100 miles per hour, and that puts it as a class of major hurricane. The center is warning of storm surges and big winds along Florida's Gulf Coast and inland as it heads northeast by about 15 miles an hour. The American Red Cross is busy. More than 1,500 disaster workers are spread across 25 relief operations from coast to coast, helping people impacted by recent wildfires and storms. Today is the 2-year anniversary of the disastrous U.S. military evacuation of Afghanistan. The final departure came just hours after the Taliban took control of the country. The confusion created by the U.S. military's sudden departure led to an attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the one and only DeRoy Murdoch. We're talking the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, enjoying California now that Hillary, the tropical and the hurricane version has passed through and kind of left you with blue skies and sunshine, huh?
Well, unlike the other Hillary, yes, blue skies and sunshine as opposed to clouds and rain and grief. I like this Hillary a little better, actually, believe it or not. It blew through, I think, Sunday night into Monday, and a little bit of rain at first and then quite a bit of rain and some wind, nothing catastrophic where my folks are in Temecula, California, which is about maybe 10-minute drive from the San Diego border, north of the San Diego County border. So that wasn't too bad, although people in Palm Springs, Coachella Valley, and other places really got hit and got flooded, got a lot of mud and so on. But at least where I am, it wasn't too badly affected.
Well, that's good. Well, the Babylon Bee boys said that at least, you know, when the hurricane went through, it cleared out 30,000 emails. It's just relentless, isn't it?
I wish it cleared out some of the old emails in my inbox.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right there.
Hey, I'm with you. Hey, I want to talk to you about, you know, what is going on with this upside-down immigration system, huh?
Yeah, it's completely absurd, this immigration situation in the United States these days. I did a piece that's in the Daily Caller about our upside-down immigration system, rolling out the red carpet for legal aliens and booting skilled workers. And I met somebody last month, very bright and promising young man who's Ivy League educated. He's from the UK, has a degree in computer science, that sort of thing, and has been working in Silicon Valley, trying to succeed and be prosperous and make this country prosperous in the process. And he applied for an H-1B visa. There's a lottery for that. There are about 483,000 people who applied. Mm-hmm. Only 85,000 people received visas, and he was not one of them. So without this visa, he can't work here. So this guy who's Ivy League educated, very smart, speaks perfect English, a little bit of a British accent, communicates well, very ambitious and talented. He didn't get an H-1B visa, so we're kicking him out. Any day now, he's going to get booted. He's got to leave the United States, go back to the UK. So the hell with him.
So we're trading him for an MS-13 gang member. What a deal, huh?
He's on the way out. This guy who's only here to do good stuff, who's here legally and wanting to work hard, and he's leaving. And incoming, we've got literally maybe last week or maybe 10 days ago, we had three guys mm-hmm. across the border with machine guns. They waltzed across the Tex-Mex
exactly.
at Eagle Pass on August 5 with machine guns on camera. And the Border Patrol, and I don't blame them, they're doing the best they can in a rotten situation. They chased them, but they got away. So the hardworking British guy's leaving. He's getting booted by Joe Biden and company. And incoming, we've got machine gun-toting cartel members. I mean, it's you can't take enough LSD to hallucinate the actual situation that we have on the border in the United States.
And you can't help but ask, DeRoy, how many other guys just like this guy are in the same predicament at the expense of the American people, right?
Oh, thousands. Thousands and thousands. Yeah. I think every time it's about 85,000 H-1B visas a year, and I think the applications are usually somewhere in the 200, 250,000 range, thereabouts. Mm. And so what is that? You've got 85,000 getting visas and maybe 150,000 not in round numbers. And those people are told, okay, well, either you can't come in or you're here studying, but you got to leave. And off
exactly.
they go. And then we throw the border wide open. It literally mm-hmm. welded the floodgates on the southern border wall are welded wide open. People are just marching right through. And they mm-hmm. get here. They go up to New York City where I live. They get free hotel rooms. We've turned a couple of soccer fields into shelters for these folks, which means kids who want to play soccer can't. So we always say, well, you know, how do we keep kids from committing crime? Give them healthy activities. Well, we're taking that away, so maybe these kids will turn to lives of crime and go out pillage and rob and hopefully not rape or do any of those things, but give them less good things, fewer good things to do, and they end up doing bad things. So this is how we treat American citizens, how we treat our taxpayers, and if you break the law and break in the country, well, you get lots of free stuff.
Yeah, we only want immigrants that are beholden to the cartels, right? If somebody is here legitimately, has something to offer, has clearly been vetted, let's go take our chance on somebody who is controlled with a wristband and is beholden to the cartel, and we have no idea what their educational level or what it is that they can offer the American people or industry. Wow,
we have
brilliant.
No idea. Well, hopefully they're here to offer us something, we hope. But, some of these people are coming in criminals. Some of them, God, I think it's around 130 or so people on the terrorist watch list. So these are terrorists we've caught. Now, who knows how many terrorists we've not caught.
Exactly.
Doctors right now are very concerned about things that are popping up in this country. Drug-resistant tuberculosis, polio, leprosy, the plague of all things. These are diseases that don't exist in America. Mm-hmm. It didn't exist in America until the last couple of years, and this stuff has been reappearing. And doctors and pathologists think this is coming from illegal aliens who come into this country who've not been vaccinated. They get these unusual diseases from overseas that we don't see. They're bringing them in here. And
that we have no immunity against. We don't have any natural immunity.
We don't.
We've been talking about this for decades.
Yeah, we're totally vulnerable to these diseases because they don't exist here, so we don't get vaccinated against them. They're normally not here, so we're wide open to be wiped out by these microbes that are being brought in. And no one at the border is coming in. These people aren't getting medical examinations. If you apply for an immigrant visa, you've got to go through a medical screening as well. You should.
Mm-hmm.
But these people coming across the border by the hundreds of thousands, they're not getting tested for COVID. They're not being tested for anything else. They're marching on in, and some of them evidently are bringing in diseases that you only heard about in this country if you picked up a history book.
Exactly. Well, for the 82 million people that voted for Joe Biden, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah,
this exactly.
is back to normal. Remember, he's going to turn things back to normal after those monstrous Trump years. So back to normal now includes terrorists coming across the border, people coming with machine guns, and folks possibly coming with leprosy, polio, the plague, tuberculosis. I mean, I guess that's normal, right?
Well, if that's your definition of it, I mean, as addled as he is, up is down, down is up. I mean, you know, why not? I mean, this is, and again, you know, here we are. America is on the verge here, DeRoy. We cannot withstand this. I mean, how do we endure another 2 years or a year and a half of this kind of blatant? It's not even incompetence, because and it's not even that he has no idea. He has an idea. This is all being done on purpose, whether or not somebody else, if it's Barack Obama or somebody else that's pulling the string on, as one of our guests refers to him as a meat puppet. I don't know. But the results are a disaster, and it's very costly. I mean, the damage that he is doing single-handedly is generational damage. This is not something we're going to recover from, you know, a couple of years down the road or under a new regime.
No, you're right about that. And you know, there's this debate about, you know, is this being done by accident or on purpose? By total coincidence, I saw for the very first time ever, I saw Weekend at Bernie's last night. It was on late last night. I've never seen the movie, so I just watched it.
Oh, you've never seen the movie?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I just never saw it until last night.
Yeah.
It was actually a very, very funny movie. I recommend
it.
But you've not seen it, or if you've seen it again. And yeah. Some people think that, you know, Weekend at Biden's, and he's just sort of being carried around by staff. But I think this man he's obviously not totally on top of everything, but he's sufficiently on top of things to know that the border is wide open, that we've got all sorts of problems taking place in New York City with $12 billion in cost to resettle these folks when they come into New York, and all kinds of trouble. He's hearing from other Democrats about this, like Eric Adams, like Governor Maura Healey of Massachusetts. She's crying uncle. And his response is just, you know, let her rip. So
yeah.
I don't think this is an accident. I think it's exactly what Joe Biden wants. This is not inadvertent or incompetent. It's very competent. They know exactly what they're doing, which is to rip the border open, let as many people come in here as possible, get them dependent on government, and at some point, when they can, get them voting Democrat. I think that's exactly what's going on here. I don't think it's anything any more elaborate than that. I think they see them as what I call FDAs, future Democrats of America. And the more millions of them they can bring in, the likelier it is that these people win elections. I think that's exactly what they're trying to do. It's not about, oh, they want better lives. I want a better life. You want a better life.
Yeah.
Every American wants a better life. Everyone wants a better
exactly.
life. It's a total cliche. These people are coming in because the Democrat Party sees them as the path to a permanent governing majority. Full stop.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. We continue to look at the border, and the border is only symptomatic and a direct example of everything that is Biden, from Bidenomics to even the people that he's surrounded by. DeRoy, is there anybody in his cabinet, anybody associated with this administration that you can say, thank God, I'm glad they're there? I mean, seriously.
The question you're asking, Bill, is there one adult in the room?
Yes.
Wow. I'm thinking off the top of my head, well, certainly not Kamala Harris. I wouldn't say Secretary of State Blinken. I would say Secretary of Energy Buttigieg. Certainly not Merrick Garland, who's basically somewhere between consigliere to Biden, if not the campaign manager for Biden,
right.
Harris 2024. No, off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody around him who isn't causing tremendous destruction of this country right now. Or just like Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, certifiably, visibly, obviously incompetent. No, I can't think of anybody off, certainly not John Kerry, or the global warming czar. I can't think of anybody around Joe Biden who I think is either doing any good or at least mitigating the bad. Not off the top of my head.
In your lifetime, has there ever been an administration that has been so loaded with incompetence that you couldn't answer a basic question like this? I don't know of one.
I wish they were just incompetent. I think what we have here is again, people who deliberately are making the government as large as possible, spending as much money as they can, regulating everything from gas stoves to giving away student canceling. Student debt or trying to cancel student debt. We've got the Department of Justice running very efficiently, I'd say, running a two-track justice system, what I call a heaven and hell justice system, heaven for Democrats, hell for Republicans. And this is being done deliberately. I wish these people were merely incompetent. I mean, you look at a guy like Jimmy Carter, who I think was incompetent. I don't think he really meant to do a lot of the harm that he did. Some of it was deliberate, but I think a lot of it was just in over his head. But I think these people know exactly what they're doing. These are, at worst, at least, hardcore left-wing socialists, if not full-blown cultural Marxists. And coach there. I think you spent federal spending as a share of U.S. GDP is like 25%, which is not an all-time high, maybe the highest since World War II. You look at things like all their sort of playing footsies with the Iranians. You look at the Justice Department and the justice system imploding. All the issues like gender theory and Johnny, you know, you're not really a boy, you're a girl. And Sally, you're not a girl, you're a boy. They're promoting all that stuff. Trying to go after parents who complain about this before school boards. They're declared domestic terrorists. Now, these aren't just incompetent, gee, we don't know what we're doing. These are very deliberate, specific, far-left policies that these people are implementing and implementing with, I think, quite a bit of focus and energy and robustness. And this is why you say another year and a half of this will be calamitous, and 5.5 more years of this, if God forbid, Joe Biden, he is reelected, or Gavin Newsom replaces him, or someone like this. The Democratic Party is not a middle-of-the-road or even just liberal party. This is a far-left, radical, culturally Marxist party today. And
they really are, Roy, and I hope, you know, the people are hearing what you're saying, because, you know, this isn't about let's just go on political overload here. I mean, these are card-carrying Marxists. I mean, Trevor Loudon, who's done a deep dive on our elected officials, has declared that over 100 elected officials in Congress are socialist. They're democratic socialist. So I don't even know how they even put their hand on the Bible and take a vow to protect our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and protect our Constitution when they have their fingers crossed and they're saying, you know, I don't believe in the Constitution. And as you pointed out earlier, they just go ahead and forget the Constitution. And so what if it's remedied 2-3 years down the road, you know, like Harry Reid said, you know, about Mitt Romney. Well, he didn't get elected president. So, you know, the ends justify the means, right?
I think that's absolutely correct. And you look at for example, these prosecutions against President Trump and his supporters, the indictments that we've seen.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Let's go get the weed whacker. Who's the weed whacker at Mar-a-Lago? Put him under indictment. Let's indict him, too. Oh, my goodness.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, maybe the butler. The butler did it.
Yeah, right.
Into the pile. But, you know, you've got things like, you know, you go through this indictment that came out of Georgia just back, I guess, what, a week ago or a little more. Mm-hmm. And the things that are considered criminal in this indictment are just absolutely stunning. You've got these so-called acts. There are 161 different acts that Fannie Willis, the Fulton County DA, included in her indictment. And these are things that I would consider free speech. For example, Act 1, the very first one on here, on or about the 4th day of November 2020, Donald John Trump made a nationally televised speech falsely declaring victory in the 2020 presidential election. Approximately 4 days earlier, Donald John Trump discussed a draft speech with an unindicted co-conspirator. Now it's criminal for the President of the United States to deliver a speech to the nation and then discuss a draft speech with a staff member or an advisor. This is against the law now.
Right,
later
exactly.
Later on, there's another one of these things in here. He goes on a Twitter message that says, quote, Georgia hearings now on OANN. Amazing. So it's now a felony for the President of the United States to urge people to watch a live broadcast. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, these people
exactly.
They have no regard for the law, no regard for the Constitution, no regard for the First Amendment. It's all about stop Trump, and if we need to shred the Constitution in the process, so
be it.
So this is
exactly.
Not the behavior you'd see out of, you know, Robert F. Kennedy when he was Attorney General, or probably even Janet Reno, I don't think, would have taken things this far under Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and who said that the statements that he made were false? In your perception, you don't agree with what he said. He doesn't agree with what you said. Okay? So what makes it true? What makes it false? Only because you said so?
Correct. And even if they were false, it's not against the law to get up and say something false. You know, I could get up and say, you know, Santa Claus really runs the Federal Reserve Board, and he's the one deciding mm-hmm. what interest rates are.
Yeah.
That's not true. Do I expect the police to come in and kick the door down and put me in handcuffs because I just said something untrue on a national radio program? I sure hope not. Now, it's one thing if it's false and you know that, as I just said. I could say something false and not know it. I could say something to you that's not accurate. I think it's correct, but it's actually wrong. and I'm going to get indicted for this. Now, it could be that all of this, these vote fraud allegations, I think they're true. Donald J. Trump mm-hmm. company thought they were true. Maybe they're wrong. Maybe we're all mistaken. But if you say something sincerely, which is wrong, but you're mistaken about it, that's called making a mistake. That's not called getting
exactly.
caught. And I think the people who are indicted, I think they're correct. Maybe these people are all wrong. Maybe they're confused. Maybe they've got bad information. But I think when they advance this whole idea that, like, hey, the election was stolen in Georgia, we want relief from the government for being robbed, I think these people sincerely believe that. I personally think yeah. they were right. Maybe we're all completely confused and crazy. But I think that when these folks said that, it was not a fraudulent act. I think they really believe that the election was stolen, or at least was very fishy and strange and weird. And even
well, 62% of America believes that, DeRoy. And look at all the money we've spent on January 6th, right? And the predicate for January 6th was what happened back in November. We've not spent, that I'm aware of, one dime of the people's money to really say, hey, look, can we check this out? But, you know, you can't, because Donald Trump, you know, he, like, for example, Ukraine, he just says, hey, I you know, this thing smells like there could be some corruption here. Can you check that out? And he gets impeached just for posing the question, right? So now we're back to your original point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and isn't it funny that, you know, he got impeached because he said, hey, you know, there might be something fishy going on with the Bidens and Burisma and so on. And guess what? It turns out there's something very fishy about the Bidens and Burisma, just like Trump said. And all he said was, you know, if you find anything about this, let us know. He didn't say, hey, you know, if you don't do this, you're not going to get any aid from us, or you won't be allowed to visit the United States, or we're going to attack Ukraine. He never said anything like this.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, well, you know, the aid was delayed. I think it showed up 4, 5, 6 weeks later. And as a matter of fact, Zelensky said he didn't consider there was any delay because he wasn't expecting that money to come in any sooner than it did. And guess what?
He'd been programmed by, by Obama Biden. How long were they sitting and waiting on, you know, some help? And and of course, let's throw a billion-dollar holdout, you know, just to, you know, juice up the system even more. So he was trained quite well, and here Donald Trump surprises him and actually is a man of his word and, you know, helps out Ukraine in a more expeditious manner. But, you know, this thing is just amazing. And the other thing, too, what comes to mind, DeRoy, the FBI knew. They knew all this stuff, and James Comey and the rest of them sat on their hands and allowed America to be divided and to go through all this stuff, and you know, line them up. James Comey, the 51 intelligence officials, Hillary Clinton, the whole gang, John Kerry, just go on and count them all down. They've all contributed to this big mess that we're in the middle of. We got about a minute left. I'm going to leave the rest to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. Look, you know, the people who, you know, they say, oh, Trump's big lie. Well, you know, again, a lot of questions about what happened in the election of 2020. You know, you can believe this was a total massive conspiracy to defeat Trump. You could believe this was just tremendous incompetence. At a minimum, this stuff was fishy and ought to be investigated. And then you look at the other big lie, which the left doesn't attack, which is this whole Russia hoax. Trump was a KGB agent, on and on and on.
Right.
They knew damn well that wasn't true. They knew that
exactly.
Hunter Biden laptop was his laptop. And these people lied about this, and guess what happened? Not only did we spend a lot of money investigating it, but think how divided the country was under Trump and how divided we remain, with half the country thinking he's a decent, wonderful president, the other half thinking this guy's basically a puppet of Vladimir Putin. Not a good situation, and nobody on the left has paid any price for that kind of skullduggery and that kind of un-American behavior.
It's time to bully the bullies, I say. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy Murdoch has been our guest. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Beth, Bill, thanks very much.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this